You have no business here, Jamaica.
People are...
Even though her father grimaces at the mention, skier Jasmine Campbell embraces the connection to the movie Cool Runnings.
Thanks, coach.
Why don't you put some training wheels on that sled?
I just really take pride in the fact, I guess, that I have even some sort of an inkling and association with them, even though it's a few islands away.
Jasmine Campbell is used to comparisons ever since she set her sights on competing at the Winter Olympics. She was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and that's whose flag she wants to carry in Sochi.
When people ask me what I'm doing about the Virgin Islands, the first thing they say is Jamaican bobsled team, even though it has nothing to do with it, really.
Campbell plans to enter the slalom and giant slalom events. If you made a movie about her, it would likely contain more drama than comedy. The 22-year-old double major in psychology and philosophy takes her quest very seriously.
It's just basically an 18-hour job where I'm always thinking of skiing. I wake up in the morning before I go upstairs, I watch a ski video. When I go to bed at night, I watch a ski video. And then during the day, I have double training sessions.
Campbell took up ski racing after her family moved to Sun Valley from the Caribbean. She was about 10 back then. It didn't take long before she was dreaming of being on the U.S. ski team. But then in high school, an injury derailed her ambitions for a long time. These days, Campbell exceeds the minimum requirements to ski at the Olympics. But when I ask her if she could qualify for the highly competitive Team USA, she shakes her head no. Her dad, though, says he tried to encourage his daughter to hold on to her Olympic dreams. John Campbell suggested she follow his path. He skied in the 1992 Winter Olympics on the Virgin Islands team.
It was probably the coolest 2 weeks of my entire life, barring, you know, having kids and getting married. And I'm really excited for Jasmine to have this opportunity.
Decades ago, territories such as the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Hong Kong successfully petitioned the International Olympic Committee. They won the right to field Olympic teams separate from their mother countries. Since then, the president of the Virgin Islands Olympic Committee says his group has been on guard against interlopers looking for a back door into the Games. Angel Morales spoke to us from St. Croix.
The chances of an athlete qualifying and representing the Virgin Islands is very high. And we receive many requests from athletes, you know, who are United States citizens.
Those curious winter athletes usually lose interest when they learn to establish residency. They have to live for 3 years in a place where it never snows. Morales says there's no question Jasmine Campbell qualifies based on skill and her being born in the islands. Campbell herself says she'll proudly wear the uniform of a nation she hasn't lived in for many years.
I don't know, I almost prefer doing it this way because I really get to recognize and honor a part of me that never really gets to be brought up.
Campbell is by no means the only Northwest winter athlete bound for the Olympics under a flag other than the Stars and Stripes. An elite snowboarder from Bend, Oregon is likely to compete for Australia. A skier from Sammamish, Washington has clinched a spot on the Danish Olympic team. And a tour company owner from Seattle will represent Peru in cross-country skiing. I'm Tom Bonsi in Ketchum, Idaho.